The following podcast is an Enticing Media production.
She is a business owner, best-selling author, and on a mission to find out what the Nell is going on here. Here's your host, Nell Tice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another brand new episode of the What the Nell podcast with yours truly.
Stop. No. We're not doing that here. All right. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming back for another episode of What the Nell podcast. This is your host, Steve Trott. And this is exciting because Nell went off the deep end. We're not sure what's going on, but she said she needed coverage. She needed a host for tonight. So here we are. My guest for tonight is the one and only, the only one I know, Nell Tice. Now, interestingly enough, she posed this idea and said, hey, I need help brainstorming because this is 1 year for the podcast. So Nell, really? 1 year? When's the day?
1 year. March 21st, the day of the release of this episode.
So how cool is that? And I'm honored to say that you asked me to help brainstorm an idea. And I think we came up with a really, really good one.
I think we did. You were definitely the first person that I thought of because, you know, obviously the episodes that we do together are, let's face it, the numbers are there. People love it when we talk.
Numbers speak for themselves, right?
They do. And I think we have great conversations, don't you?
I agree completely. And I think I'm honored to hear you say that. I agree 100%, 110%. And I think what's key about this episode is, you know, for everyone listening, we're basically going to dive into 1 year of Nell's work and talk about, I'm going to pepper her with all kind of questions. It's going to be fun. We're going to pick on her. We're going to make her dive deep. We're probably going to get some laughs. We're going to get some quiet moments. We'll see what we can do.
I love it.
It's going to be good. And I hope you're ready now. You could probably name this the hot seat.
I am ready. And can we tell all of the listeners about how you sent me questions?
Well,
you sent me questions because you wanted me to be prepared and have a chance to think things over, which I so appreciate. However, I'm a little bit more of a risk taker in the sense that I like to be asked questions and not be prepared for them because you know what?
I like that.
Your girl got used to live broadcasts on a radio show and anything can happen. And why not? You know, everything happens for a reason. Let it be authentic. Let it be organic. Let it all just happen. So I saw the questions. I thought about them briefly, but mind you, Steve, you sent me those questions like over a month ago.
I was going to say, let's be real with the listeners and let's tell them, hey, everybody, Steve sent me questions. I looked at them once. I forgot about them. And God knows where they are now. Because I didn't even bother to save them. But I agree with you now 100%. I think the authenticity of how we talk about things is what's key to the listeners. There are plenty of people out there that sit down and script out their podcasts and script out talks. And I'm sorry, but the value, it's different. When you listen to that, you can always tell. Mm-hmm. And I think it's key. And I'm looking forward to it. So are you ready? Are you ready for question number one?
Oh, I'm ready. Shoot it.
All right. So I need to know, I mean, this goes back a year before a year, and I'm curious how long it took you and what in the world gave you the idea of even launching or starting a podcast in the first place? What started it all?
So, you know, what started it was the first podcast I had actually, and many listeners may not know, and you may not know, Steve,
I did not know. Thanks for sharing.
Yes. So Kenny and I had a podcast called Just the Two of Us with Kenny and Nell that we started in February of 2020. And And I'll tell you, it spawned out of the need to have conversations and talk and wanting to put conversations, important conversations out there. So the podcast topic, the whole premise of it was just the two of us. It was about being child-free and choosing a child-free life. We also talked about, you know, other reasons why we're child free. And if you want to listen to those episodes, they are still up. I never took them down, but we get really, you know, pretty in depth about why we chose that life. And it spawned out of a snow day. We were both at home and I had a little bit of whiskey and I said, I want to start a podcast. So I went on to Amazon. I bought two microphones, the same microphones that I'm using right now, and a mixer. And I got everything a few days later and I opened everything up and I went, all right, how do you hook this shit up? And we just started recording and launching episodes and not really doing any of that promotional work, but it was so much fun. Yeah. And we loved it, but it got to be overwhelming because we had so many things going on with work at the time.
Sure.
And we just stopped. So I've wanted to podcast ever since we stopped doing that.
That's awesome. It's cool. It's neat to understand and learn the backstory of it. I think one thing that comes to mind here, and you say that, is it's interesting how ultimately there's two things. One is a conversation we had earlier today, and you said you have to love what you do. Number one, you have to love what you do. And it's clear that you do. And number two, it's awesome that you can just spring on an idea, make the move, purchase some equipment, really not necessarily have a clue of where it's going to go, and just do it. And I think that's what's important. And you brought up the word authenticity earlier. It's like, that's what makes someone a little more authentic, in my opinion. Because if you spend 6 months scripting out a podcast and doing certain things certain ways, it's like, how much of the value are you going to accidentally delete because you're too concerned with being specific with your information?
Well, that's how I started What the Nell. I thought, because the premise for What the Nell at first was certainly, you know, help grow my business. And so coming from that business, that professional, career-oriented entrepreneurship frame of mind, I thought, well, I have to be as organized as humanly possible if I was going to welcome other professionals, busy professionals, on my podcast. I needed to be prepared because they're spending their time with me, and the least I can do is just be as organized as I could be. And I thought that meant scripting everything out, thinking of all the questions ahead of time, sending the questions to them, having them come up with answers, looking over everything. And it didn't feel good. The first few episodes, I didn't like. I mean, it's not that I didn't like the guests, but I didn't like the feel of where it was going. And then finally, one day, I just said, F this, and threw the script out the window.
So I have to ask, did that help define the name? Because I'm dying to know, What the Nell? Like, was it a what the F moment? Like, and now it's What the Nell or what?
No, you know, I remember clear as day when I came up with the name, and this might be a little TMI, but this is totally where the magic happens for most entrepreneurs, right? You're either in the shower or you're on the shitter, right? So for me, it was the latter. And I was just thinking, that's it. That's the name. What the Nell? I had been stewing over names for the podcast for probably weeks. And I wanted something kitschy and catchy. And I mean, my name is Nell. And I was like, I literally got to the point where I was like, what swear words works with my name to rhyme? And I was like, what the Nell?
So I would have thought you would have told me, like, you were in another room and Kenny dropped and broke something and you yelled, what the hell? And then it became What the Nell. And it's like, I thought that's where you were going to go. But
I will tell you, Kenny's going to get so mad at me for saying this. He breaks glasses all the time. I need to have backup glasses.
Okay. Well, you know what? Future episode. Let's get Kenny on here and let's talk about safety and protocol
glass
around
safety.
The house.
How to handle dishes.
No, it's good. That's good. No, I like that. I like that. So before you launched this podcast, and, you know, we learn something every day, and I feel kind of off the cuff a little bit here just learning that you had a previous podcast, but that's cool. But before you launched this, did you find yourself, and you really already answered it, but was there any moments of nervousness or unsure how this new idea would be received? Like, how were you thinking of mapping out the future? Like, what were some of your thoughts like when you first dove in?
Yeah, well, so the nerves I would say that I felt came from a very entrepreneurial place. It wasn't, it had nothing to do with the fact that I was putting myself out there, you know, allowing my voice to be heard anywhere and everywhere. It wasn't any of those reasons. It was for reasons pertaining to my business. You know, when people started to hear me, potential clients and people in the industry that respected me up until that point. I hadn't garnered a whole ton of respect at this point because I was 3-ish months into my full-time business journey. So I just was thinking, okay, well, once I do this, people are going to have this perception of me and who I am, and they're either going to like me or they're not going to like me. So for me, it was a make or break type moment. You know, once you start putting these types of things out there, that's where people really start to form their opinions of you. And when it came to business, that made me really nervous.
Yeah, I can respect that. I mean, as a business owner myself, a small business in the world of the world we live in now, I should say, there's lots of plenty of moments that make us all nervous.
Yeah.
Every day.
And there should be, because if they're not, you're not growing.
That's right. Yeah. What's the line? Go ahead. Give us the line now.
What's the line?
What's the full line?
If you're not comfortable with being uncomfortable, then you're not growing.
Right. Right. If you're uncomfortable or yeah, whatever it is. If you're comfortable, you're not growing.
Who's the one drinking here, Steve? Yeah. Come on.
It's tea and honey. Tea and honey over here. Tea and honey over here. It was cold out today, by the way.
Oh my gosh. Cold. So cold. It's so wet. I went chasing a garbage can down the street because I freaked out. I thought it was mine. Here it turns out I went out, got completely windblown for no reason. It wasn't my trash can.
Yes. To all of our listeners, you know, when you hear this podcast, it'll be a week from now. But go back to March 14th, look at Nell Tice's post, and you'll notice a wonderful image. I think she called herself some crazy name or whatever, but
it was Chewbacca. Yeah,
it was too funny. Too funny. So, you know, I'm curious in this journey that you've been on for now for a year, did you have any moments along the way where you doubted, or you had any specific times where you doubted the continuation of the podcast, or did it always flow? Or did you have moments where you were like, maybe I need to veer off of this a little bit? Tell us about some of those.
Oh, that's a good question. So there was, I will mention, I'm pretty proud of the consistency that I've been able to keep up. I have missed one single week out of an entire year where I didn't post. And it was, I don't remember why I didn't. I'm sure I had some sort of an excuse. But I will say that the only time that I ever really questioned anything, and it was never the continuity of it, it was the content that I was putting out. And that was recently where, you know, I'm so grateful to have a backlog of content where I've been recording with people very regularly and I'm really having these great conversations. And I feel like maybe I should kind of intertwine those conversations with other topics because I feel like I've gotten very into one specific topic, and that's business as of recent. Yeah. And I'd like to mix it up a little bit, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I would like to have a little bit more content, different types of content to work with and kind of.
Well, it sounds like, it sounds like even a little bit more of a life perspective, you know, outside of the workforce, outside of the work life, there's so many other things that can be talked about.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no, we talk about that all the time.
That's a really good idea. It's a good idea. It sounds like future episodes to me.
I know.
So, you know, all the listeners are probably dying to hear the next couple answers. And this one's going to be exciting because you're going to have to tell us if through the course of the year, tell us about a few of your favorite topics. Pick out, you got to give us two or three. Like when you think of all your episodes, what topics come to mind or what specific episodes come to mind that you look back and say, wow, that was one of my favorite ones from the year.
Oh gosh.
And we're not trying to pick on anybody, but you know, there's always a few that stick out.
Well, no, there definitely are. You know, the one that we did together, the bigger your circle, the harder you fall.
Oh, that was good.
Oh my gosh. It was fantastic. It's my number one downloaded episode, first of all. It was such a great conversation. I think that one, it also was especially very thought out, but not in the scripted way.
Yeah.
I think that we really touched on certain aspects of the topic that they just flowed. Those things that we were talking about, they just flowed out because it was a natural progression conversation and we were very focused on the topic. I think that was a really good one and people really need to listen to that. I will say that my other favorite episode that I did was with another podcaster. She and I actually met up in Boston. It was the first time that I've connected with another podcaster per se in person. And she's a sex and dating podcaster herself. She came on my podcast. I came on hers. And we talked about her craziest dating stories. And we were talking about love lives and relationships. And it was she told some stories that was really great. And it was fun. And it was pretty lighthearted. I love those episodes too. And that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. You know, sprinkle a little bit of that in every once in a while to break up the monotony. I also really, really enjoyed the conversation that I had with my godson, Jack.
Yeah, that was a good one. I enjoyed going back and listening to that.
Loved that. And I didn't really think about how much I could possibly enjoy that because I'm thinking, okay, 9-year-old, you know, he's into video games and Mario Brothers and, you know, Legos and all the things. And I'm thinking, I'm asking this 9-year-old what his view on success is. Now, I know that he's a very intelligent child. But I just wasn't expecting him to go as deep as he did with his thoughts. So I was really like taken aback by that. I was like, the adults need to listen to this. I mean, it was just wild.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That was great. So those are top three.
Sounds like he's a future guest again.
Oh, he's absolutely a future guest. And I would say that anybody that I had on my podcast could be.
Hold that thought. You must be cheating. That's the next question.
Oh, no. What?
That's the next question. How would you guess? I was just about to ask you.
I swear I don't remember anything.
It's okay. Because I think, and I could be wrong, and I'm not saying this for any other reason than for you to verify, but have you had any duplicate guests on other than myself? You've had a couple, right?
I have. Billy Zarillo is one of them.
Yeah, Billy. I know Billy.
Yes. I did a follow-up with him. We talked about his business and financial things the first episode. Yeah. And then we did a follow-up because I think at that point he had switched companies.
He had made a movies with a new firm. Yeah.
So we did a follow-up and that was really cool. And I love doing the follow-ups. And I actually have one scheduled for October already. So I'm really super excited about that.
And that's where I was headed with that question. I mean, to all the listeners, and I'm playing host here, so you just have to deal with it. So to all the listeners, you know, if you've been a guest on this show, I'm basically telling you right now to go ahead and message Nell and plan something again for the future. Because like she just said, she's continuing that forward planning and mapping out guests and, you know, put some things on the calendar out there. Absolutely. There's plenty of things to talk about. It doesn't have to be work. It could be kids with sports. It could be weekend plans, traveling. Yep. Nell loves to travel. Mm-hmm. Talk about travel.
Oh, let's talk about travel. Could talk about that all day.
I'm not a traveler. I have 9 kids. So I travel from my like bedroom to the living room into the kitchen.
Steve, traveling it's all relative, whatever it means to you. It could mean traveling from your bedroom to your kitchen.
Yeah.
It could mean traveling to Lowe's and back, you know, travel means something different to everybody. So that can also be an episode, but yes, I could talk about travel all day long. It's like, I should have a whole separate show about it.
Well, I think you do.
I think I do.
Yeah, you got a YouTube channel. It's dedicated to travel.
So yes, and a radio show.
Have you thought about the future? Have you thought about pre-planning more of your future episodes? Or do you feel like you're looking back at this year? I mean, you know, you love everything authentic. You love it off the cuff. Get people dialed in, just jump into conversation. But do you expect that as the podcast grows, do you think it'll involve some pre-planning in the future? Or what do you think it'll look like a year or two from now?
Yeah, you know, oh gosh, a year or two from now,
maybe five years.
Five
10 years.
So this is like a real 5-year goal here. Okay. I would absolutely love to get to the point where I could do live shows and sell tickets and travel around the country.
That'd be cool.
That would be amazing. And just, and have guests up on stage, literally do live shows.
Yeah.
And that would be amazing. That's the ultimate goal.
So if that's a 5-year goal, what needs to happen? 1, 2, 3, 4 to get there. what are the stepping stones?
Well, so I, at the time of this recording,
wait a minute, hold on. We have to rewind and go back to an episode you and I recorded.
Oh,
make sure you do not give away any of your plants.
This is the great part about podcasting, because you're pre-recording these things and you have planned dates when they release. So you have to think about, what do people know now at recording time, and what do people know when this is released, and what do they know after it's released? But at the time of this recording, I have set up my posts to reveal the unveiling of the new look and feel to the What the Nell podcast.
Ooh, exciting,
so yes. And so this is fun, because we can talk about this and nobody knows about it yet until you're listening to this now. And now, you know, cause you've seen some stuff. But yeah, I've scheduled my posts to reveal the new stuff coming along. And with new stuff means new outlets, new audiences, new outlets to be able to reach people. And that's the goal, is to continuously find outlets and different audiences to reach so that we can continue impacting more people.
And when do you think, and maybe this is a thing, maybe it's not, but when does this podcast get to the point where you're considering possibly video, or even putting the dialogue over into YouTube? Does that is that in your future? I know you're a YouTuber.
Oh yes.
Has
the thought crossed my mind? Let me just tell you that I have the template set up in Canva, and I have the videos already recording. Now, I'm not going to be using any of the previously recorded videos, and I will absolutely let guests know when I do plan to use the videos. But the YouTube channel will be created this week.
Ah, okay. The future is unveiling itself.
It is. You're already here first.
Okay. Can't wait. Can't wait. I heard it here first. All right. Well, good. Now I just lost my notes. Here we go. All right. Have there been any, you know, this is a tough one. And I need to say to the listeners, you know, as I ask this question, do not, and I repeat, do not take anything I say personally. If you've been a guest on the show in the past, this is not meant to pick on anyone. But we always have to ask the big question, is looking back at the year, looking back at all the episodes, are there any episodes where you thought to yourself, oh, I just didn't quite like how that turned out, or it didn't go where I thought it was going to go. I was hoping to end up here and we ended up somewhere else. What, talk about that. And again, we're not revealing names or anything like that, but just tell us about those feelings. Does that happen at all through this process?
Yeah, it does. And I'll tell you, it has to do a lot with the creative process. And it doesn't even, most times it doesn't have anything to do with the guest.
Right.
I will say that until recently, I have really put off the quality of the editing that I do. And it was basically in a state of desperation that I was just releasing episodes because I was just trying to make sure that the content was there and it was consistent and out at the same time every single week, because we all know how important consistency is to be able to grow these things?
Yes and no.
Okay, well, that's a topic for an episode. But well,
and but real quick, let me tell you why. Because consistency is measured differently.
You may look
at consistency as every Monday morning at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. But consistency could be every week.
Yes.
Do you necessarily have to hit Monday? No, you don't.
No.
So consistency is measured differently.
No, and I agree with that. I do agree with that. And I wouldn't say that if I decided to release an episode not at its normal time on Monday, and I decided to release it on Wednesday, I would not count that as an incomplete week.
Right, right.
I would still count that as, you know, I've been doing this every single week and being consistent with
absolutely.
It. But yeah, I mean, consistency, what was the question again? We got sidetracked.
it's okay. Basically, the question is looking back at some episodes and feeling like, you know, you get somewhat pulled off topic, or the episode goes in a different direction than where you thought it was going to go. And, you know, it happens. It's inevitable. You can't keep it from happening. But, you know, how do you feel about it? And it still brings value because there's still something being talked about.
Yeah.
But when it does happen, how does it make you feel?
So I'll tell you, in the first probably 6 months of recording with different people every week, and especially with people I didn't know, it can be tough. And I'll tell you something that I changed in my strategy. So for the first like 6 months or so, and I felt myself not asking the questions that I wanted to ask. I would sometimes lose focus and think more about the guest and how they were feeling. I was not properly focused on the conversation. And I blame myself for most of this. And sometimes I would think too much about, oh, does this sound awkward if I ask this question? I would overthink everything.
Oh, but you're an overthinker. You're an overthinker.
Oh my gosh, you should talk to Kenny.
I'm an overthinker too. I know a lot of people that are overthinkers. It's not, you know, it's not a crutch unless you let it be a crutch.
Yes.
And it's tough. It's being an overthinker is tough.
It's tough. And the thing is, so being in the creative space, you're consistently overthinking about what you did wrong, and you're nitpicking every single thing. And I would go back and I would listen to every single episode multiple times and go through and listen for the ums, the uhs that I left in, and I go, no, I didn't want that in there. Oh, that was too long of a pause. Oh, this person's too loud. Oh, I need to adjust again on that.
If you did that to my episodes, you'd probably delete the whole thing.
And see, this is the important part of the storytelling aspect of it. You have to know when that makes sense to leave it in. And then you also have to know when it makes sense to take it all out and cut entire sections out of conversations, but still be able to piece it back together so that it makes sense and matches that continuity of the conversation. But so a lot of the doubts and everything that I had was really self-inflicted. But yes,
right,
I mean,
right.
There are conversations that take turns. I would say that, again, recently, I think that one of my conversations probably went to a place that I wasn't uncomfortable with it, but I felt like it could get a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's tough. And I guess, you know, the million-dollar question is, what do you, as a host, and I know you're not hosting tonight, but typically you're hosting, as a host, I mean, when you feel it sliding down that slippery slope, where do you, what's your hard stop? What's your tactic? What's your trick of the trade that says, okay, let's reel this back in? Do you sometimes let it go? Do you let it go and edit it out later? Or do you tell the person like, hey, let's dial this back to the topic?
Yeah.
You know, talk to us about that.
Well, okay. So I mentioned earlier that I changed my strategy a little bit, and I'll tell you what I do. And I started, and this is with every single person. I don't care if you are.
Is this why you told me I can't be a guest anymore?
Yes. Yes. Because you refused this part of my strategy. I'm just kidding.
I did the survey.
So I don't care if you are my sister's brother-in-law's friend, right? We are having a 30-minute conversation prior to the scheduling of the recording. This is key. You need to get to know your guest and know how the conversation's going to go before you hit that record button. Because I got to tell you, you can get into some real situations, as I know a client of mine has had. You can get into some sticky situations with people, and you know, there's disclaimers and things that you can do and say legally to, you know, you own all the rights to the content and everything like that. But in the grand scheme of things, the podcast revolves around the conversation and the chemistry that the two people conversing have. So if we have a 30-minute conversation prior to me sending you that coveted link and it doesn't go well, we're not recording.
Right. Right.
So well, and that's great. Right there in the bud.
Language, I hate to say it, but in today's world, language alone, you know, there are plenty of folks out there. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of very successful folks out there that feel the need to swear in every sentence. And I'm like,
it's a little much.
Right. Is it really necessary? No. Yeah. You need to do that to get your point across? No, you do not. Now, when you're with your circle, and you choose to talk a certain way, so be it. But that's not for the world to hear. And I would say that to all of the greats, the Andy Frisellas, the Sean Whalens. I mean, I would say Sean that Whalens. To their face. You don't need to.
But now look, if that's your thing, and that, let's say roles are reversed and I'm on your podcast and you want to swear up and that's great.
Right.
But so I don't have to participate in that.
Exactly. And that was hopefully the point I was trying to drive out. But it's funny because some feel that obligatory requests, you know, or they expect it to be a certain way.
That was good. Good.
So,
I mean, if it happens to be where you're in the middle of a conversation, it starts taking a turn. I mean, there's definitely ways as a conversationalist, and you just get better at this while you're podcasting. You feel that, and you shift.
We can give them a real life example. I mean, we were just recording a few weeks ago. I don't even think the episode's out yet. And we took a turn in a conversation, and you literally said, "Okay, guys, pause." Pause this recording. Uh-huh. Let's dial it in. You know,
yeah, I think that should be coming out either this week. I honestly don't know. This is terrible.
The podcast, the host herself does not know when
she's falling apart.
It's okay. So, you know, it's interesting. We've talked about this and the highs and lows and all the fun stuff. If you had to start over tomorrow with a brand new podcast under a different name, is there anything you would do differently? And you've already touched on some of it, but, you know, you mentioned being kind of heavy on the business side for a while, and you mentioned about pre-scripting episodes that weren't working out. But is there anything else that comes to mind that you say, you know, if you had to start over with a fresh start, that you would do something totally different?
Yeah, I would do a whole podcast on health and wellness.
That's awesome.
I would absolutely do. I still could. Why
haven't you started it yet?
I mean, I'm not done. And as I'm building my team and my business and everything, that's not off the table.
The idea you just presented, it would be really cool if like you teamed up with three or four health and wellness professionals and you created this panel, you know, similar to some of these shows you see on TV where literally it's a panel of you that are speaking weekly or biweekly.
Oh yeah.
And just providing that energy and advice to the world.
That would be awesome. That's a great idea. And it's honestly one of my biggest passions besides travel and what I do for a living, the video editing and the storytelling and all of that, everything. One of my biggest passions is using food as medicine.
That's good. Well, that can go a lot of ways. You can add beverage to that as well.
Yes, you absolutely can.
Yes, you can. Yes. The good and the bad. So this is going to be a fun one. This is going to be a fun one for the listeners, because this is actually going to require you to probably pick up a pen and pencil. Because we're going to ask you, I'm going to say a minimum of 5, but maybe even 10 things that I want you to pull back from your memory bank of these episodes from the last year, and tell us a couple things that you learned yourself from your guest. Because in these interviews, you know, your guest is presenting to the world, you're presenting the world, you're discussing a topic, but how many occasions or how many things come to mind that you yourself walked away from that episode feeling like, hey, I learned something new today. Mm-hmm. What, you know, give us some of those talking points.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us what some of those are.
Yeah. So as of recent, the episode that was just released this past month, yesterday.
Oh, that was good. That was good. It's Tuesday.
Thank you, Steve. The podcast episode with Ryan Lambert.
That was good.
Thank you. You know, it was interesting because I have not known him for that long. However, I've known his colleague since she was born. So she's been working with Ryan for years now. She moved to New York and started working for him, and absolutely loves working for him. And so I kind of feel like we knew each other, but didn't really know each other. But his conversation about his method that he uses with his clients, his financial coach, it's called the 3-bucket system, and how each bucket represents an area of life. And one is being the you bucket. The one is being the stuff that you can't really, you can influence, but you can't control. And then the third one is everything that you can't control, and the percentages of time that people spend on each of those buckets. That was a really influential conversation for me, because I'm thinking, wow, I mean, we're taught growing up that we're not supposed to think about ourselves and take care of ourselves. We always have to take care of other people and think about others. And yes, we do have to do that, but it's the mask thing, the oxygen mask thing. Always put your mask on before helping others, because you can't pour from the empty cup. I know it's cliche, but that was a very influential conversation for me. I will say that there was an episode many moons ago I did with a woman named Alexis Christine, and she's a coach of sorts, but she helps with inner child trauma therapy, I think it is. And it was one of the first realms that I had not had any familiarity in, that I was having a conversation about. So that was an influential conversation, because it was the first time I was speaking and hosting with something, a topic that I knew nothing about.
Right.
And she had some really insightful information to give. It was very cool. I also had a conversation with Kara Chobot. I think her name is pronounced. She on the podcast, and I didn't know this, she announced that she was a domestic abuse survivor.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was floored. This was the first time that I was like, okay, how do I handle this now? This is a big piece of information. Where do we go from here? So that was a real learning experience. And
well, it's powerful. It's powerful. I'd have to, you know, if you can think of it, shoot me the link to that episode, or I'll have to look back and find it, because, you know, it for listeners that are listening right now, you know, Nell just brought up domestic violence, and it's a topic that I like to touch on when I get the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, the biggest thing you can do for yourself is talk about it. Mm-hmm. And so it's hands down the most difficult thing to do, but at the end of the day, it will help. And the fact that someone has that courage and that ability to come forward and talk about it, that's huge.
Oh, it was
and
amazing.
It was, I'm sure it was a very empowering moment as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, I mean, and that's advice for everyone. If anyone's been through anything like that, just talk about it. Lean on a friend, find a friend, talk about it. Yeah, so
absolutely.
No, that's good. That's good.
If you are the friend that's being leaned on, know when to listen and when to give the advice.
Yeah. You know, and you know, it's funny. That is a topic for Nell. Write that down. Just write that down. Know when to listen and know when to give the advice, because that would be a great topic for a future episode.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That would be good, because I can't tell you how many people I come across that you can't even get a thought out or finish a sentence. And you're constantly dealing with the flow of information. And sometimes you just need someone to listen. Just listen for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And trade that conversation. It's huge.
Yeah. Yeah, it's huge. Absolutely is. Absolutely. So yeah, those were what some else?
What else? Give us one more.
Yeah. Okay. Oh gosh. Let's see. I've been really, really lucky to have some really amazing conversations with people. Certainly yours and my conversations are up there.
Yeah, you can skip them today.
Well,
you
can skip them. We can talk about, I mean, so the circle one was obviously very influential, but I think one of the other ones that we did was talking about not revealing your next big move.
It's the five things you don't talk about.
Yes.
You know, you don't give out your next move. You don't talk about your love life. You don't talk.
Yes, that's right. It was. Yeah.
It's the five rules of things
it was
not
that
to
conversation.
Do.
Right.
And I mean, it's real.
I also had, the other person I had on more than once was Jeremy Schreifels.
Oh, Jeremy. He's a heck of a guy.
He's an amazing person. And when
weren't we supposed to record today, by the way?
No, we never set a date, Steve.
Yeah. Okay. Jeremy, if you're listening, Jeremy, this is your host, Steve. If you're listening to this right now, we will record the episode in the coming weeks. I promise.
Yes, we will.
And that episode is going to be geared towards networking, which is going to be a good one.
Well, and here's the thing. So Jeremy and I have talked about networking on my podcast before.
Good.
So when I first interviewed him, and this is why I forgot, because he was one of my first few guests.
Gotcha.
And the first time we spoke, we had an awesome conversation about the power of music, and how healing and everything, how music is life, basically. And that was an amazing conversation. We also had a conversation about the power of networking. And yeah, he's an awesome person to talk to. I mean, we can literally get on Zoom calls and just like have to put a hard stop on the conversations because you could just go on for hours. But
yeah, I have no idea what that's like. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm starting to wonder, you know, am I just a chatty cat?
Like, no.
Do people actually enjoy talking to me?
it's definitely the company and the people you surround yourself with.
I
know I'm guilty of it. I'm told by many people very often, hey, Steve, you talk too much. Well, guess what? That's me. Get over it. Get over it.
No apologies here, my friend. No apologies.
That's right. No, that's good. That's really good. So we've learned a little bit about what you've learned along the way. You know, you look at the year. You've already told us you're overall pleased with how everything's gone for the year, and that's great. You already revealed some of them, but, you know, I want to ask you, like, what are some of the big changes without giving away all the bits and pieces of it? But what are some of the big things? Remind everybody kind of what's coming in the future for What the Nell.
Yeah, absolutely. So I can't give everything away because I don't know what everything is. I just know the direction that it's headed in. But you will see a new logo. You will see a little bit of different formatting, possibly for a couple of episodes, or at least one that I know of coming up. May or may not be live. You may see some video content on YouTube.
That's cool.
Yes. You will also hear new intro and outro music and voiceovers.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Okay. So there's big things in the works.
Yes, big things in the works. And this is just in the short term. This is what's planned for, you know, upcoming month or two. And, you know, able to grow with the podcast rather than saying, okay, by this date, I want to be here. And this date, I want to be here. I am fluid with the growth of the podcast. So if it comes to be where there's this massive period where all of a sudden it hits and I get all these downloads and I can do the live show, the travel tour thing, you know, before 5 years is up, absolutely, I'm going to head in that direction. If I need to head in other directions in order to make that goal happen, then I am willing to do that. And this is why I sent out a request for people to give feedback and fill out that form a few weeks ago, because I want to know.
So I'm curious, what was how did the survey go? What was the percentage of people that responded to it?
Well, as expected, there was a small group of people that I knew would answer.
All right. So hold on, everybody. Listen up. If you're a listener to this podcast and you've been on this show in the past 365 days, you better fill out that survey for my friend Nell. And if you don't, we're going to have a conversation. So fill out the survey. That's what helps Nell and others do what they do and get better at what they're doing to make all of you happier in the future.
Yes. I will link that survey in the description to this episode.
That'd be great.
This is just the kind of the way it works. You know, if you have, for every 100,000 followers you have, probably 10% is going to consider filling out the survey, and then 10 do, you know? So it's that's just the way of it. And I wasn't deterred by it. I wasn't hurt by it at whatsoever. I just know that the people that filled it out, I'm glad. And I couldn't tell who every single person was. I could try and guess if I wanted to. And there were people that made themselves known that they filled it out, which I'm very appreciative of. But I will say the results of the survey, most listeners want to see more personal development, entrepreneurship, and life content.
Yeah, that's key. Well, it makes me feel good too, because I think this is our sixth recording, fifth or sixth.
Really?
So, yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
It's getting up there.
It kind of feels like 25th.
No, definitely not. And that's probably just the phone conversations that we've had.
That's true.
Those are good too. I mean, if you ever feel like hitting the record button, just hit record.
We every single time, we always say, hey, you hit that record button. I just had a conversation with Jeremy today. He was like, well, these are the times we should be hitting the record button. Yeah, I know.
Right. No, that's really good. So I guess, you know, we're coming up on an hour here and this was good. Is there anything you feel like we missed? Is there anything that you feel like you look back at the year and it's like, what comes to mind? Anything come in your mind that we didn't talk about tonight?
So I think that you didn't ask me about the typical things that people want to know, which I'm really happy about. Yeah. I think that we covered the things that people think about, but they don't want to ask because they're not. Everybody always wants to know, how do you monetize a podcast? Are you making money from it? Are you getting sponsorships? How do you do all that? Like all of the surface stuff and all of the, everybody wants to know how they can make money from it. Right. And I'm really glad that you didn't ask.
Well, I didn't ask that on purpose. You know, for the listeners that know me, they already know my answer. For the listeners that don't know me, I do not feel that everything in life needs to produce a dollar. And there are people that are listening to this right now that totally disagree with me. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry that you feel the way you feel. And that's perfectly fine. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. But number one, you need to love what you do. Number two, you need to impact others positively. Number three, spread good into the world. So if you're achieving these three things and they don't lead two, additional monetary, you know, success for yourself. That's okay. Because what happens? What happens? You become the name on someone's mind. You become the next referral. You become the next person recommended for a YouTube channel or a podcast hosting spot or whatever. That is how you're going to make your money. Make your money that way. Make your money by becoming an authority within the business that you do. And don't do every single thing to try and earn a dollar.
You can smell the desperation a mile away.
You can. You can. And I'm sorry. And people wonder why I don't participate in certain things. Yes. Yes. To everyone listening, that's why Steve Trott does not show up and do certain things. I don't attend certain events. I don't go to certain places because I could get a group of people together and achieve the result of what we're achieving without feeling like I have to pay to be in the room. And you know what? That's a topic for another episode.
Oh my gosh, the spreadsheet is getting long, my friend.
So, there's one question we didn't cover. I'll make this the last question of the night. So, you recently recorded your first episode with multiple guests, and it's soon to be released in the next week or two. And you had mentioned that was the first time you had done that with not just one guest. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. It was myself and another professional. I'll wait until you make the release to make it known, but it was a lot of fun. It was exciting. Yeah. Have you given thought, do you like the idea of multiple guests, or do you feel like you're more channeled with one guest episodes? What do you think about it?
So I think I loved recording that episode. First and foremost, it was so much fun, and I love, to me, the more the merrier. But there's a time and a place for it. I love both. You know, I love being able to have the cool one-on-one conversations where you're really dialed in and you can focus and you're there to cover the topic that you're covering. And with extra people, it just kind of adds to the dynamic and adds to the level of conversation that you can have. And I really enjoy that. I enjoy it all. I don't know that people really understand just how much I actually love podcasting.
I think the listeners can hear it in your voice. I know you enjoy it.
This is weird for some people, but if you give me a microphone and a pair of headphones, I'm probably more comfortable in that situation than I am sitting on a couch watching Netflix.
Wow.
I just love being able to be myself.
So a future podcast name for you is Podcast and Chill, not Netflix and Chill.
Oh my gosh.
Podcast and Chill. There you go.
Oh, I freaking love it.
There's your life podcast.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That's amazing. That literally, like, the ideas are flowing in.
Don't let it flow too long.
Already is one. I have to look that up.
There probably is.
Yeah.
No, this has been really good. I appreciate you letting me quote unquote co-host tonight. This was fun.
I appreciate you taking the time to do this. You have a lot of people counting on you, especially at home. So the time that you spend doing this with me is much appreciated. I can't thank you enough.
I thank you for saying that. And I guess my message to the world is, you get out of something what you put into it. And do I want the world and do I want people to know me more for who I am? Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, like I mentioned a few minutes ago, you want to be a name that's on someone's mind. So everyone knows, most of you know, if you're listening, you know my background, I work in construction, I'm a home remodeling guy. So guess what? If this weekend you have a major flood in your kitchen because the dishwasher broke and the insurance company's writing you a claim and you need a contractor, I want you to call me.
Yeah.
I want you to think of, that Steve guy that's on Nell's podcast, he can do that. So is there a reason we do these things? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it just for my self-interest and just for my personal gain. But at the same time, more people know me, more people recognize the name, more people might remember what I do. And down the road, it leads to bigger and better things.
That's it. That's what it's all about. And that's yes, it. You do have to love what you do. And that's first and foremost. And I think that people can tell that in your voice too, Steve. If you weren't proud of what you did, you wouldn't say those things. You wouldn't say, hey, call me.
Absolutely.
So I'm really happy and glad to be in some really awesome company that really understands the value of what we're doing.
Well, and I think you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, it's all about value and it's all about being authentic. And you commented on a reel that I shared yesterday. And, you know, once again, it was never trade respect for the attention of others. But when you think of your value and you think of your authenticity, you have to be respected among your peers. Mm-hmm. So you need to stand out, be respected, but don't trade that respect just to be noticed. Don't change the way you operate and the things you do in life to be noticed by others. And I'm sorry, it just like my reel says, it was only 15 seconds. So if you got 15 seconds, go listen to it. But it literally will lead to failure. You don't know when. It might be failure tomorrow, failure next year, or 10 years down the road. It will lead to failure, 100%.
Well, think about it, Steve. When you're a teenager, what are you doing when you're a teenager? You're living to fit in.
You're trying to fit in.
You're changing everything about yourself to fit in with a certain group of friends or to be a certain way, and you're trying to change who you are. And what happens? It fails. Right. Who's the same person now that they were when they were 15?
Well, if you are, you got problems.
Right.
If you are, you got problems. I mean, the way I look at it, there's two people that walk into a room. You walk into a room, you're either walking into the room hoping to get everyone to like you, or you're walking into the room and you're not caring how many people like you and you're there for a right purpose. Yep. So if you walk into a room tomorrow with 20 people, there's a guarantee in life that all 20 of those people will not agree with you. Mm-hmm. If you're willing to change yourself to make them like you, you're headed down the wrong path.
Yep.
And I guess we can call that our Jerry Springer final thought.
Final thought.
So this was good. This was good. Now, I hope you enjoyed this tonight.
I loved this. This was so great. I've been looking forward to this all day, all week. And I had to check in with you to be like, are we still on for this recording? Because I was really looking forward to it. So
Well,
thank you. Thank you, Steve, for playing guest host tonight on the What the Nell podcast. If you don't mind, I'm going to take this back over.
Have at it, Mel. Have at it. It's your show.
Yes. And I will, of course, link Steve's contact information in the description to the episode as well. You should absolutely give him a call, connect with him. He is a home remodeling person, but also you should check out his Facebook because he's impacting lots of people there. So take a look at all of that. But I will say my Jerry Springer final thought for this episode is I can't thank you enough to the listeners, the people that continue to engage and listen to our conversations, and more importantly, be impacted by our conversations, because that's truly the reason why we do this. We can go and we can say, hey, this is helping our businesses and referrals and all, you know, the whole nine yards. But we wouldn't choose this method and this outlet to help do that if we didn't enjoy and want to truly make a difference. So thank you to the listeners, especially for being here and listening every single week, anytime you can, in the car, on your commute to work, while you're cooking dinner, while you're getting the kids ready for bed, everything. I truly appreciate every single one of you. And please reach out. I want to talk to everybody. Let's chat. Let's see if we can get you on here. If you've got opinions, you don't agree with what we're saying, let us know. What we're here doing is having conversations.
Whoa. If you don't agree with what we're saying, you let Nell know. Don't tell me.
Okay, fine. No, so yes, no. Kidding. Come to me and I'll direct them to Steve. No, I'm just kidding. So yeah, but thank you all for and every single guest that I've had on, every single listener. Thank you, Steve, for being with me for an entire year of the What the Nell podcast. And I am looking forward to the next year and all the years to come. So, all right, that's where we're going to end it here. Thanks for tuning in today. And we'll be back with our regularly scheduled programming, but with a new look next week.